Welcome and good evening, everyone, to the 2020 Baccalaureate Service for La Caparo High School. Thank you for joining us as we celebrate our seniors, as we pray for them, and as we give God thanks and glory for these wonderful students. My name is Father Brian Ostreich. I'm from St. Michael's Parish in Madison, and I thank you for joining us today. And so we are blessed by three of our graduates and one of my brother ministers from the area. And so we're going to celebrate our baccalaureate as a family celebration tonight. We're going to pray for each of our graduates. We're going to praise our God, and we're going to celebrate who we are as the La Caparo Eagles. I'd like our fellow people to celebrate with us today, and as if you can introduce yourselves, we'll celebrate the 2020 baccalaureate for La Caparo.
I'm Jordan Jan, a graduate of La Caparo Valley High School, and I'll be attending Minnesota State Community and Technical College next year in Moorhead for construction management.
My name's Brianne Colloff. I'm a senior at La Caparo Valley. I will be attending Minnesota State University Moorhead for a speech pathology.
I am Ashlyn Whitnable. I am a graduate from La Caparo Valley High School, and I will be attending South Dakota State University in Brookings for nursing.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bringle. I pastor Garfield Lutheran Church and La Caparo Lutheran Church, and I graduated 40 years ago, 2 days ago. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Makes me old, so.
Wonderful. Let's take a moment, if wherever you are, just take a moment and let's bow our heads, and Jordan has the opening prayer for us tonight.
Lord God, creator of all that is good, bless and approve our celebration here today. The diplomas that we have earned are proof of our deep questing, of the fruits and of our academic, physical, and spiritual labors. In the days, months, and years ahead, grant that we may come to know more clearly the purpose that our learning and diplomas will play in your divine plan of creation. In your name we pray, amen.
The reading tonight that I would like to concentrate on comes from the Gospels. It's a metaphor where Jesus says to Simon Peter, James, and John, who have been fishing all night and have caught nothing, and Jesus says, you know, put your net into deeper waters. And out of love, out of respect, out of knowledge that Jesus is the supreme being, the disciples do so. And they catch so many fish that their boat begins to sink and their net begins to tear. And so our prayer is that we celebrate with our graduates today that they really listen to the word of Christ, that they do what Christ invites them to do, and really to be part of his creation, of his plan. They have been educated by some of the best teachers. They have been taught by some of the best coaches. All their events that they have been participating in all these years here at La Caparo are phenomenal. And so for all of you who have had a hand in their education, their extracurriculars, everything, anything that these seniors have accomplished, bless you and thank you for following the call of Christ and all that he is for us. And now we'll have the prayer for our graduates as we celebrate them tonight.
Dear Lord, as I look toward the future, bright hope conducts this prayer. For I know the plans you have for me, where wrought with divine care. Holy Spirit, lead me. Let me run at your command. Yet be still and know that you are God. When trouble is close at hand, your word will be a lamp for me, a guide to light my way, a solid place to set my feet, a compass when I stray. May I live my life to praise you, not for fortune nor for fame. May everything I say and do be glory to your name. May my eyes stay fixed upon you as I seek the way that's pure, tasting your love and goodness, sleeping and rising secure. Planted by your living streams, I'll delight in all your ways, hidden by your sheltering wings with new mercies for each day. Even in a dangerous land when storms threaten to destroy, at the cross I'll stand upon the rock, my strength, my hope, my joy. Dear Lord, show me your favor. At all times, keep me blessed. May your face ever shine upon me with peace and perfect rest.
Amen. And so now tonight for our baccalaureate, for our graduating seniors, we'd like to pray for each and every one of them. We know that this year that they've experienced is incredible. They have the most unique senior year. And so we want to pray for each and every one of our students. And so grandpas and grandmas, moms and dads, when your student's name is called, offer them a prayer for whatever it is you want to pray for them for. Ask God, Spirit, Jesus to intercede for them, to take care of them. And as we honor, we also pray for our graduates of La Caparo. So let us take a moment and bow our heads and in prayer hold these children up in prayer to our God.
Laura Baldwin.
Lauren Benson.
Cade Bervin.
Carissa Bessonen.
Austin Bond.
Rachel Bringle.
Carson Buer.
Tanner Buffington.
Tyler Campbell.
Mason Clark.
Andrew Daly.
Derek Jenny.
Ryder Drugsma.
Tucker Drugsma.
Caitlin Dunbar.
Devin Fernholz.
Gavin Fernholz.
Tyler Fisher.
Christopher Flores.
Sydney Gertis.
Madeline Geese.
Anna Hacker.
Rachel Halverson.
Lorlyn Herman.
Alyssa Hernandez.
Emma Jacobs.
Jordan Jan.
Reagan Johnson.
Austin Koloff.
Brianne Koloff.
Kyson Kells.
Trinity Linder.
Brianne Longnecker.
Josie Munsterman.
Addison Oy.
Jordan Pearson.
Rebecca Peters.
Amy Ramsbacher.
Matthew Rankins.
Austin Rogenbuck.
Henry Rolth.
Trayton Ruther.
Aaliyah Schulmer.
Brock Shelstead.
Jessica Sigdahl.
Isabella Stender.
Callista Sawyer.
Mitchell Silty.
Haley Teske.
Katie Torkey.
Paige Torstensen.
Hope Traeger.
Annika Tregestad.
Ashlyn Whitnable.
Leighton Whitnable.
And let's just bow our heads for a moment and pray for all of our graduates of La Caparo. The graduates this year chose their class color as the rose gold, their class fall flower as the white rose, and their class motto is, "In our hands we hold today, in our dreams we hold tomorrow, in our hearts we hold forever." Let us pray for our seniors.
Good and loving God, we thank you for the completion of this academic year and for giving us the opportunity, short though it may have been, to be part of this year. We are grateful for your guidance and love as we shared in this important time. Please bless and guide our graduates as we reach this end and as we chart new beginnings. May what we have learned allow us to truly be women and men for others. Please help us to use all that we have learned to make the world a better place, to serve others in true solidarity, to seek ways to help the poor, the marginalized, and those who are suffering, and to always seek the greater good. We know that some of us will experience pain and hardship, and so we ask you to grant us solace and strength. Finally, God, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to build our community as the class of 2020. Though we are leaving, we know that we will always be part of the La Caparo family, and we ask that the bonds that have been created remain strong. We ask all of this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm Pastor Bruce Bringle. Father Brian asked me to say a few words on behalf of being a parent of a graduate. And when your child is getting ready to graduate, you look back on their life and you look back on from the very beginning. And what I think defines my daughter, at least, is her spunky attitude, which leads you to determination. And let me tell you a quick story. We adopted Rachel out of an orphanage in Bogota, Colombia, when she was 4 months old. And when they came to present her to us, give us this little baby, and She's 4 months, and she's got this look on her face, squints her eyes, gives us a sideways glance like, who in the world are you guys? And it's been pretty much that spunky attitude ever since. Like I said, which can be good, leading into to determination. Sometimes you can maybe even call that, on the flip side, that determination kind of stubbornness. But we won't get into that this evening. We'll just concentrate on the determination. And you take a look at this class, too. You see how determined this class must really be when they have excellence in academics, excellence in extracurricular activities and arts, excellence in sports. Determination also helps to define this class. Let me read something from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And I think I can speak for the other parents and family and friends that as you prepare for your future, whatever that might be, whatever area you go into or choose to do in your life, that you also will continue to grow in the love that your Heavenly Father has for you through Jesus Christ, that you'll know by being continuing in the Word, you'll know through that the plans that that God has for you to give you strength, to give you hope, to continue to give His love for you through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let us pray.
Let us pray together the words that Jesus gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us bow our heads again for our benediction prayer as we pray. Dear God, please bless these graduates, and as their classes and grading are now complete, may they strive toward excellence in all that they do. As the speeches conclude, may their voices rise up to pronounce justice and peace in the world. As the fanfare cease, may they sing of joy, even in the dark and lonely times. As the applause quiets, may they celebrate and lift up those around them, their loved ones, their families, their friends. And as they graduate, dear God, may their achievements grow and cause growth in our communities. And graduates, may you know of the overwhelming blessings of the one God who created you in all things, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
We thank you for joining us for this year's baccalaureate service for La Caparo Eagles. We congratulate the parents, all the caregivers of our students, and all that you have accomplished. For our educators, for all those who took care of them in the schools and the elementary schools, for the cooks, for the janitors, for all the aides, bless you for your ministry and thank you. As we conclude this celebration, may these students always be blessed. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my honor to present to you our graduating class of 2020 of the La Caparo Eagles. God bless you all and all that you do.